It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. What's an adjective you'd use to describe Pittsburgh? What about Essential Pittsburgh or NPR? For more than 60 years, the game Mad Libs has been entertaining families and friends on road trips and at parties. Pittsburgh native and comedian Annie Claffey has been driving around the country in the Mad Libs car. Who knew? In search of America's favorite adjective, she's in Pittsburgh today and joins us to share the history and fun facts about the game. Annie Claffey, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. We're looking for a contestant here shortly. So if you want to get on the line and play Mad Libs with our celebrity guest, 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Keep that handy, 246-2002. Annie Claffey, 6 weeks you're spending driving across America. What places are you going to and why, for God's sake?
Well, we are just trying to generate chatter about Mad Libs because Mad Libs is America's favorite word game. And it has been since the late 50s. And it's family fun for ages 1 to 100.
And so you are going around America looking for Americans' favorite adjective.
Yes.
Explain this.
Well, it's just it's kind of because Mad Libs has been around forever, and it's one of these things that a lot of people have a great time doing, and it's kind of forgotten about just because of the internet, and we have an app now which kids can download, which is really fun. So a lot of young people are starting to get back into it, but it's really kind of a forgotten fun word game that we kind of need to bring back because anytime anyone plays it, they're like, oh my gosh, I forgot about this. There's such a nostalgic thing about it that it just needs to be like rejuvenated and revived a little bit.
And so who created Mad Libs? What is it exactly and what are its origins?
Mad Libs was created by a couple of the writers from The Honeymooners, actually.
Really?
Yes. So they were writing, they actually were looking for, they were just tired of using the same adjectives and the same words all the time because they have to write all these episodes and they were just getting, all of it was just getting tired. So one of the writers asked, another writer said, hey, just give me an adjective. He was looking for an adjective to describe one of the characters' noses. And he said, give me an adjective. And not knowing what the guy was describing, he said, clumsy and naked. So they all had a big laugh about that because it was a clumsy, naked nose. And so it just kept going from there. And they just, they just created this hilarious game.
And how do you explain the staying power of Mad Libs, especially as you described in this day and age where there were so many other things to do, that people don't play games, way they used to.
Right.
You remember, like, they'd have all the home games of the games you saw on television, like Password and the Match game. And who does that anymore?
Right, I know. And I think that is why we have the app. And we actually have an adult Mad Libs app as well, which is also fun. Totally. And that is why we are here to do. And that's what we're spreading the word across the country to bring back the fun in Mad Libs and bring people together and kind of just create more interaction between people. And every time we play, it's hilarious.
412-246-2002. If you want to play Mad Libs live on the radio, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And we might even have a prize somewhere buried in our, the boys in the lab have been working on something that we can give away. And so 412-246-2002. Don't be bashful. We won't embarrass you. I promise. Annie Claffey, our guest. She's from Pittsburgh and is a comedian, and I can already tell a very funny person. And by the way, what part of Pittsburgh are you from?
I'm from the North Hills.
The North Hills.
Yep. I went to North Catholic High School.
Oh, wow.
On Troy Hill. Yeah.
And so here you are, driving this car around the country. And describe this vehicle. What does the Mad Libs car look like?
It is a Toyota Scion. It's covered in dry erase design, so kids can draw on it and it erases, and you can write your favorite adjective on it. It's decked out. It's bright blue and bright green. You can't miss it. We were in Market Square today. We're going to be in Market Square after this as well.
Right, and there's like each day you have a favorite adjective. Have we determined what today's favorite adjective
today's
is?
Today's favorite adjective is adventurous.
Adventurous.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that perfectly describes our guest calling in from Pittsburgh, Jack. Adventurous Jack, who wants to play Mad Libs. Jack, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You're on with Annie Claffey. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm good. How are you? Oh, yeah.
Take it away, Annie.
Let's do it. Okay, Jack, can you give me a noun, which is a person, place, or thing? Anything at all.
Steeler.
That's great. Okay, and now an adjective. So an adjective describing something like beautiful or grand or loud or funny. Anything at all.
Curious.
Curious is great. All right. Plural noun. So a person, place, or thing with an S at the end. Shoes or hats.
Farm. Browns.
What was that?
How about Cleveland Browns? Can we use like a multiple?
Yeah, let's do it.
Compound?
Yeah, we'll do it. Cleveland Browns. And then a noun. Another person, place, or thing.
Sportscaster.
Okay, great.
I like where this is going. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, this is great. The City of Champions. All right. Plural noun. Another thing ending in S.
Golfers.
Okay, great. Now a verb. So an activity or an action, like run or jump or fly or float.
What do football players do, Jack?
Well, it's sprint.
Sprint is great. And then an adjective. So describing something. Another thing describing something. Lovely.
Delicious.
All right, an adverb. This one's tricky, Jack. Adverb is a word ending in L-Y.
Quietly,
great. And then a noun. Another noun, person, place, or thing.
Pierogi,
I love this. And then a part of the body. Let's keep it clean, Jack.
Bicep.
Good boy, Jack. Good boy.
All right, another. You got three more.
All right, plural noun. We're down to about 3 minutes here.
Okay, let's just end there. I'm going to go through and read it. So no matter what city you visit, there's bound to be a Chinatown, a Chinese restaurant, and, of course, Chinese fortune cookies, which might say, these are what your fortunes might say, Jack. One, a romantic stealer will add interest to your otherwise curious life. This is your other one. Number two, you will inherit a large sum of Cleveland Browns from a dear departed sportscaster. Number three, you are admired by your fellow golfer for your ability to sprint under delicious pressure. Number four, although thoughts weigh quietly on your bicep, you are never without a sense of pierogi.
Hmm. Like it.
It works for the lunch hour.
Yeah,
I think.
It does. I agree.
Good job, Jack.
Yeah, Jack, that was great.
Thanks for playing. Stay on the phone, and the folks on the other side of the glass will let you know what you've won.
I think he won a Mad Libs.
Did he win a Mad Libs?
Yeah.
All right, how does he get that? Well, you'll leave one behind here at the station?
Yeah.
All right, so Jack, we'll give you directions on how to come down and pick that up. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
And by the way, pictures of the car that Annie described will be on our website. And I guess, Jack, you're going to have to call back, they say, to give the information. So call 412-246-2002 to share the details for our producers to make sure you get your prize. So how are you updating people on your travels, Annie?
We are updating people on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at Mad Libs, also Mad Libs on Facebook, and Original Mad Libs on Instagram. And we're going to also be having, like, uploading videos on YouTube, on our YouTube page.
Yeah, your husband is here
yes,
videotaping.
He's cueing me
over
on
my shoulder.
Yes, that's my husband, Abai. He's traveling with me for 6 weeks. And you can find he's motioning me to do hashtag Mad Libs on the road. Thank you very much, Abai. You can find us hashtag Mad Libs on the road and hashtag favorite adjective.
How long are you in Pittsburgh and where are you going next?
We are in Pittsburgh for less than 24 hours.
It's just a day per place?
Yes.
And where are you going next?
We're going to Columbus, Ohio. And we came from Washington, D.C.
Hey, I hear you're headed for that giant ball of yarn, the world's largest ball of twine, actually.
Yeah, largest ball of twine.
Where is that?
That I'm not sure. We're going to find out. We're taking it day by day.
This sounds like one heck of a trip. Annie Claffey, Pittsburgh native and comedian, joining us to talk about Mad Libs. She's touring the country in search of America's favorite adjective. Annie Claffey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
Tomorrow, Governor Wolf joins us to talk about the budget, if we have one. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.